In case you do not remember Courtney Stodden, let's work our way backwards this time. Instead of me explaining everything to you and then leading up to what's happening now, let's just go for it. Let me just show you the video that just dropped of a new pop star. She's been trying to be a pop star for a while, but I guess this is her big single. It's called Pleasure. And this is the official music video of Courtney Stodden.
I kind of remember that name, but I don't really remember that name.
You
don't
know how
why.
You know it. Right.
Right. I want to say it's The Hills.
It does feel like they are probably from The Hills. Yeah, there's definitely that feel to it where some reality show star perhaps.
Oh, I remember who she is. She's the one who married an older dude.
They. Courtney Stodden is gender non-binary.
No, that's a she. Look at that.
Nope. They identify as a they and them, not a she. I will have to read straight from Courtney Stodden's own words on their Instagram, so you understand what you're looking at.
Okay.
But I can't do it while the video's playing, so. I only have the one computer, yeah. So Courtney Stodden posted they, them, theirs. I don't identify as she or her. I've never felt like I ever fit in anywhere. I was bullied horribly in school because I was different. The other girls never understood me. It got so bad my mom pulled me out of school, and still I don't fit in. I never really connected with anyone my age. My spirit is fluid with a kaleidoscope of color.
Wasn't she hot as... Weren't they hot as hell at like 16?
They are still hot. They're still good looking.
I'm saying she wasn't being picked on, and they weren't being picked on in high school because they were hot as hell in high school.
That's why they were being picked on in high school, because at 16, they looked, you know, like that 21-year-old hottie, 19-year-old hottie walking around like that at 15 in a pretty religious school in a pretty religious neighborhood. And they look like that naturally. That's not plastic surgery. That's just what they look like. And, you know, look, they're like that. I mean, teenagers are like that. They play up their appearance, you know. And when Courtney Stodden showed up for school, got bullied like crazy by the other girls. And finally, Courtney Stodden's mother took Courtney out of school to homeschool Courtney. And Courtney wanted to be an actor and a pop star. So Courtney's mother, Krista, I think her name was, Krista found out that Doug Hutchinson, this famous actor from the Oscar-nominated and Oscar-winning movie, I think Green Mile won Oscars. Doug Hutchinson was in Green Mile, you know what I mean? He was like super famous, and he was having these acting classes in L.A., and Krista was trying to get Courtney into these classes. So Courtney and Doug started emailing back and forth. And they got super close really quickly, like within 4 months. They were like really intimate. And Doug called the parents and said, I know this is weird, but I'm falling in love with your daughter at the time. I'm falling in love with your daughter. And I know I'm 50 and Courtney is 16. And if you want me to back off, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But the parents were like, no, listen, Courtney's an old soul and you're super immature for 50. So... Doug flew to Washington State, where Courtney was living, got down on one knee, proposed. The whole family, brother, everybody, flew to Vegas. They got married in like a church in Vegas. And that was it. Courtney Stodden was a virgin at 16, still a virgin. Doug Hutchinson was their first boyfriend, let alone husband. And then next thing you know, they're on all these reality shows about why their relationship is terrible. Remember, they were like all the relationship therapy shows that you could possibly be on. The Dr. Drew one. There was another one on VH1. There was like six of them. They were on all of them. So.
The only thing I have to say about this whole story.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought.
There is a bigger story attached to this, so F you and your sarcastic little soundbite there. There's a bigger story going on right now because in order to release this video, Courtney Stodden did this huge interview with the Daily Beast. In the interview, Courtney Stodden revealed, remember, they are 26 now, and talked about when they were 16, all the celebrities that bullied them, like bashed them like crazy. Joy Behar specifically was like just relentless. Courtney Love had said some terrible things about Courtney Stodden. But the worst, I hate to say this because you know me, I always err on the side of Teigen. The worst was Chrissy Teigen. And the tweets that are now deleted have all been resurfaced. And she basically said to Courtney Stodden, I hope you could take a dirt nap. It's not, I wouldn't be happy until you kill yourself. She would DM her and say, kill yourself, according to Courtney Stodden. Some of the tweets are all, it's a huge article today in the Daily Beast, and BuzzFeed has the actual tweets. My Friday fantasy, you dirt nap, baby. That's Chrissy Teigen to Courtney Stodden. What drug makes you do that with your mouth? Asking for a friend who really wants to know how to look like an idiot. Thank you. Let's see. She called her a butthole. She said, you're just so effing weird. Seriously. I hate you. Why do you speak like a Fabio book? So she went after her pretty relentlessly during the time that she was 16 and marrying
a 50-year-old.
Yeah. It's awkward because at the time, Chrissy Teigen was only about 26 herself. You know, she's like maybe about 9 or 10 years older. So, yeah. So this is the whole thing now. Everyone is talking about this today. My job is to tell you what's going on in the world. That way, when you hear about it tomorrow at work, someone's going to talk about it. Now you're going to be like, oh, yeah, I already heard about this on the Cooper and Anthony show. They told me the whole story.
It's a they. We know that now.
Yes. Courtney Stodden is a they and a them.
But when that story broke, we said she's just out to get publicity. That's the only reason why she's dating or marrying this guy.
Well, it did seem like she at the time was interested in being with somebody famous because they wanted to be famous. I think we have to still say they now because.
We have to say, but when we talk about back then, we can say she.
No. It doesn't work like that.
Back then, we have to say they.
You know, when someone tells you what their pronouns are, that's what you have to use.
Even in the past tense.
Yeah, in the past.
Okay.
They in the past. Because it was still Courtney Stodden. And, you know, now they just have a definition for their gender.
So confused.
I know, it's very confusing. And it's even more confusing because, you know, the people that we know, like some of our friends who identify as they or them, when you look at them, you're like, yeah, it makes sense because, you know, it's somebody that either looks asexual or somebody that you, when you look at Courtney Stodden, I mean, they are, like they are really trying to appeal. I mean, that's a male fantasy right there.
Right.
In every way, you know, and they play that up.
That looks like super Lady Gaga.
Right. So it's confusing when somebody that is that sexual, that is appealing to male fantasy, uses they and them, because then it becomes confusing. But that is why Courtney Stodden is so unique. That's the point that they are making, that they identify as a they and a them, and yet they still look like that. So just because somebody doesn't look like a they and them, that's your problem, not theirs.
Okay, but if they didn't get their start trying to get publicity by dating an older guy,
yeah,
we wouldn't be having this conversation about them.
Right. No, they wanted to be famous from the very beginning. In fact, when they were 16, mom was the manager. It's like, you live in Washington State. Your mom has no experience in anything in the field. But yet, you know, look what a good manager the mom is, actually, because the mom immediately hooked Courtney up with Doug Hutchinson, agreed to let them get married, a 16-year-old and a 51-year-old.
It's a horrible mother.
Well.
Horrible mother. You can't even say, well, no. Horrible mother.
Yes, until you're, you from the outside judging it, you, I understand why you're saying that because you're a dad. But when you're in the relationship, when you're in the, my uncle married a woman who was 35 years younger than him, and nobody said anything, and they were together until the day he died.
Mm-hmm.
So it was, I guess it was weird for some people when they first got together because it was a 35-year age difference, just like Doug Hutchinson and Courtney Stodden. That's 35 years between them. My uncle did the same thing.
I know, but
and nobody said anything. Nobody cared.
But he has to have friends like me. I had a friend to do that. He was in his 50s dating an 18-year-old. And I took him to the side and went, dude, stop it. You know, I understand, but it's not going to last. And it didn't last. It lasted 2 years. But my
uncle and his wife did last. They went the distance. They went, you know, till death do us part. One of them died.
One. Okay. But I just think a 51 and a 16-year-old, that's a little extreme. That could be your, if you can figure it out in your head that could be your daughter, it's wrong. If you can figure it out in your head that could be your granddaughter, that's seriously wrong.
You don't know my daughter. My daughter might be somebody that would make sense for. Do you know what I mean? Like that made sense for her at the time. Who are we to judge? Who are we to say not? They were together for a while. I mean, that it was a
because I have a 16-year-old and it's your job to be a father.
But your 16-year-old is super immature for 16. Courtney Stodden was really mature for 16. I mean, like,
she's
weirdly
immature for 27.